Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Now, the 21st century woman is both a product of her time and a beacon of Christian principles, right? Seeking to live out her faith in the context of a rapidly changing world. Her journey is marked by the dedication of her relationship with God, the love that she has for others, and a commitment to making a positive impact in the world around her. So she's got a lot happening all around her. And to guide us in this conversation today is going to be Mrs. Butter, like I said. And we are joined by her on the line. Good morning and welcome to Mid Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. And thank you for making the time to talk to us and the listeners on this.
You're welcome. In fact, I've just run out of a meeting.
Is it? Oh, okay, okay. How fitting then. No, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for running out so that you can have this great, great honor of speaking to us. We really appreciate you. Maybe let's jump then straight into our talk today. We're talking the 21st century woman. This seems like we're talking of some unique being. Maybe let's define what we mean when we say 21st century woman.
You're right. In fact, I was just laughing at myself when I ran out of that meeting. I was looking at what we'll be discussing today.
Okay.
About being the 21st century woman. I was like, okay, this is it, being a 21st century
this
woman.
This is you, yeah?
This is me. You know, whereby I think when we look at the 21st century woman, we are looking at a woman who is independent, mm-hmm. competitive, updated, powerful, but also looking at things are changing. So we look at this woman mm-hmm. In terms of maybe the roles that we used to think a woman can do. Like later, we are thinking that a woman okay. is supposed just to be a stay-home mom, like maybe always being in the kitchen, cooking, mm-hmm. doing mm-hmm. other things. Not being competitive out there, not being maybe like educated, things like those. But looking at the 21st century woman, we're looking at a woman in terms of the roles that they have changed, they have altered, like that we are not very restrictive
okay.
to some of the defined roles that were there by maybe the community or the society, the way they define that a woman should be like this. But a woman who has got new openings, new opportunities, for example, in education, in politics, even in employment, we are given space that we can also take leadership roles. So that's how I understand it on the 21st century woman.
And when you look at it, would you say, Mpazi, that we are where women would have wanted to be? I mean, looking back from the women of yesteryear to say this is where they envisioned you, would you say we have arrived as women, or there is still a long road to go ahead of us?
Yeah, I think looking at where we are coming from and where we are at the moment, I think there's still a lot that needs to be done in terms of empowering women to be where women are supposed to be, because I still feel that there's still that resistance, more especially maybe women that are in working places or in leadership roles. Mm-hmm. So there's that resistance maybe to the way maybe we can say men look at women, like they still look at us women as you know, what is it that you're going to contribute to this table? You know, they look at us we know we are a weaker vessel, yes, as the Bible says.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They still much for me that needs to be done. And honestly, I think that this whole issue of maybe gender empowering women has been driven by maybe us women,
okay.
but it's high time that now maybe you can also incorporate men that are in the forefront to also drive this agenda with us as women.
And even in this empowerment and all these facets that are now on her table, like you're saying, there's so many hats that she now wears, this 21st century woman. Does she face any challenges to this added, I don't know if I can say responsibilities that she has to bear now?
That's a very good question. Honestly, the challenges that are there, because like this woman, 21st century woman, is wearing different hats. And for her to balance work-life balance, it's difficult, because this woman is a mother, you know, has a family. So she has a husband that she also needs to take care of, children to take care of. But at the same time, this woman is also a career woman. She goes to work. In some other instances, she's also maybe doing businesses. So for this woman to have work-life balance sometimes is difficult. And apart from that, there's also church community. You know, this woman is also a Dorcas lady somewhere, a Dorcas leader somewhere.
Yeah.
So for her to balance, honestly, work-life balance has been hard for most women, because we don't want our families or our marriages to suffer. We don't want our children to suffer. At the same time, we want work also to thrive. So balancing work-life balance for me has been a challenge. Even me as a person, you know, I take myself as a 21st century woman, and I take myself as a mother, a wife. I'm a career woman. I have I'm employed, but I'm a business lady at the same time. So I'm also a children ministries leader at my church. So I look at work-life balance as hard, but at the end of it, I think God helps me to push all those agendas forward.
Yeah, that's a handful, hey? But I'm trying to consider this. This sounds very much like the Proverbs 31 woman. Is it that we were so distanced from who she is that we are now trying to relearn? I mean, you read the CV that is given out in that chapter. It seems like, my goodness, how does she manage? Does she only have 24 hours to do all these things? You know, it seems like it's impossible. But yet here you are describing what almost sounds like who she is. Are we going back to that? Is this affecting her Christianity? I mean, I'm trying to get ahead in the modern world and businesswoman and high profile jobs and all this. Does this affect who we are as Christians, trying to now balance this? Or is it really what, like I'm saying, Proverbs 31 woman, what it was meant to be right in the beginning?
Yeah, I think, as you're saying, going back to Proverbs 31 woman, you know, like the way they described her, you know, like she was all sorts of things. But now I'm also looking at ourselves now in terms of maybe the way we have advanced in technology, that some of it as well, it also maybe affects us as women in terms of maybe the technology, how we make use of technology. Like sometimes maybe we spend most of the times on our phones, maybe forgetting other things. You know, maybe that can be a story for another day in terms of technology, how it affects us.
Okay.
Yeah, but yes, we can say it's still the Proverbs 31 woman, but I think looking at how life is nowadays, I think we are seeing that maybe there's a lot for us women, you know, for us. But I look at myself as if we are to put God first in everything, I think we are managing. We are managing.
Amen. You are managing. I love that. I love that. And maybe let's close up on this one here. I want to hear your thoughts to say the balance now, to say you do have others who have these high aspirations to be the cliche 21st century woman, right? Like we've been describing this morning, you know, she's got the high profile job, she's got the business ideas and the side hustles, she's this leader at church, she's got the big family at home where she's taking care of as a mother and her wife, she's also black taxing, she's taking care of her community, doing charitable works in the community. She's got all these things on her plate. But then there's another one who says, I don't want that. I just want to be, like we were saying earlier, on the stay-at-home mom, you know, let the man take care of the other side of things. I want to take care of the family, the children, make sure that my kids are well taught. I'm even homeschooling and I'm running things. Maybe the homestead has got a farm or whatever it is. I want it this way. Can we say she is not wanting to be the property? How do we balance the two? Because sometimes then society looks down on you, right? When you're saying, I stay, we're like, imagine you're at a tea party or at a certain event, you know, and you're now saying to each other, what do you do? No, I'm running sales for this big corporation, right? I'm the sales manager or director. You know, this one says, no, I'm doing this and this and that. And then comes to you, no, I'm a stay-at-home mom. They're, oh, okay. Yeah. I know, don't worry, your time will come. Like, okay, no. My time will not come. I'm in my time now. This is what I want to do. Yeah. This is what, I don't know. How do we balance? Is she not a 21st century woman? Or is she still needing to aspire and get out of her shell? How do we balance the two, Mom Patso?
Okay, for me, I think it's about what you want as a woman, you know.
Okay.
If you are content, if you're okay, if you love being a stay-at-home mom, you're doing other things, you are maybe you're farming, I think for me that's something, you're doing something, you know, you are empowered as a woman.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
that you can do something that makes you happy. You know, I think one other thing that I also need to point out on during this conversation is that I think the best thing for me is to know your purpose as a 21st century woman. What is my purpose? You know, why am I here? And you live according to your purpose. So if you are happy and you know your purpose, then you are going to be content. So for me, you are still a 21st century woman. So it's not just that you should be maybe doing business and the other things, but still be a stay home mom. You are content with what you are doing. You are doing farming or you're doing something else. That's still a 21st century woman. You know, for me, you're living according to your purpose.
I love that. As long as you're doing what you want to do and you exerting yourself to the fullest of your ability. That's what being a 21st century woman is about, being free to do what you desire. I think that's a beautiful way to wrap it up. Mom Patso, may you please pray as we wrap up, and pray for the women who are handling today's world, right? The challenges that they face, the pushback that they face, and some of us who are facing certain stigmas to say, why are you in such an industry? You know, this is not an industry for women. And we have to deal with that. May you please pray for the ladies today.
Okay, thank you very much. Let us pray. Our kind and loving Father, who art in heaven, we come before the throne of Christ this morning. Thank you so much for the conversation that we have had. Thank you so much, Father Jehovah, for creating us to be women. Thank you so much, Father Jehovah, for the responsibilities that you have given a lot of women out there. Father Jehovah, we pray for each and every woman that is out there and listening to this program, that may you meet them at their own point of need, and may you bless them in a special way, oh God Jehovah. We know that women are going through a lot, Father Jehovah, to balance work, life balance. Father, it might be a challenge, but we pray that may you be with them, so that Father, at the end of it all, may your name be glorified and praised. We know that others are stressed wherever they are. Father, we pray that may you come through for each and every woman out there. Thank you so much for this program. May you be with us and bless us as we continue in our endeavors for the day. In Jesus' name I've prayed, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mom Patso. Have yourself a great, great afternoon further, and truly appreciate you for coming through.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.